like
it was
that.
Episode podcast. And let me get out of the way.
Okay.
Take only.
Hello, welcome to the Club Zone. I'm Haley.
And I'm Sydney.
Today we are here with Club 55. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Ciela Beswick and I'm the president of Club 55.
I'm Lena Aziz and I'm the vice president of Club 55.
And I'm Kylie Farias and I'm the secretary of Club 55.
Awesome. Okay, my first question for you guys is, what is the meaning behind your name?
The meaning behind our name, so we were all searching for something like an angel number to like help represent our club, because that's kind of like one of the big things that inspired our club was just like positivity and angel numbers. And so we were kind of on the lookout for something that could represent and like really encapsulate what our club meant. And so we found 55, the number 55, which represents positivity and wellness, which is kind of basically what our entire club is about. So we thought that was like appropriate.
Yeah, we just focused on like symbols and we really wanted to focus on like what helped like you and like your well-being and making sure that like you focus on taking care of yourself and like the things around you.
And we also just didn't want to call it like Mental Health Club. We wanted something bigger
like
than
unique.
That.
Something
like meaningful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we really wanted to like focus on.
Which one of you guys kind of inspired this idea and how did you come together to create the club?
So Lena has a website that's focusing on mental health, and I've always wanted to like start a club and like just focusing on like giving back and kind of giving a positive impact towards the world around me, because especially during quarantine I found myself being like really sad about like seeing all the negative things in the world and just like not having an impact and like not being able to do anything. And so when I saw Lena doing her website, it really inspired me, and like I felt like, oh, I can do something, like I can do like bringing people together and like focusing on something that isn't really talked about. And yeah,
my website is, you can find it at www.alifia.org, and it's just a resource for what Ciela was saying, like a positivity resource. And I also kind of had the same motivation as Ciela, where I was just looking at all the negativity that was kind of within myself and within the world around me, and I just wanted to create a resource that people, I could talk about my perspectives and my experience and just start a conversation, so people could always have a resource to help them with their own mental health. But that's kind of something that's outside of school, and I really thought it was like a good idea when Ciela brought it up to me. We kind of incorporate the same ideas but in a school-wide thing where students in the school can more easily like access it.
Yes, and I also think that mental health is talked more about nowadays. Like back then, say like even 10 years ago, mental health wasn't really like a wide topic around. And it was interesting to me that there was no club focusing on mental health or even just like positivity. So I think it's great that we started it up.
Did you guys have to build up like courage to make the club? Because like mental health is kind of like a taboo topic.
Yes. Yeah.
I was really scared at first, and like that's why I kind of was like never really like, oh yeah, I can, like I obviously can start a club, but am I going to be able to? Like it was really scary, and just little, I almost called you Lily. Lena really inspired me, and I knew we would always talk about like the things going on in the world and how like mental health is something that is so overlooked in today's like school systems and workplaces and like sports, that we just kind of wanted to like acknowledge it, like wanted to bring that it is here and things happening in school, like too much homework can bring an overwhelming amount of stress. And like we would all just like talk about that when we were hanging out, and I was like, do you guys want to do this with me and like just start a club? And Yeah, it definitely
was scary, like starting it though, like about like what other people would say, like, oh, like, why are you starting this? Like, you guys are fine, or just things like that. We didn't want like the judgment of others, but I think having this club definitely like we've grown from it, and we don't care about as much what people say, which is like really great for us as well. Yes. And I hope that could be others.
Yeah, and like that was like Ciela was saying, that was like a huge conversation of like our friendship, and that's how we like got like such a strong bond, like us three is being able to talk about that stuff. So it's like, why not try to like spread that bond to other students in the school? And also, like Kylie was saying, there's clubs for everything, and it kind of fits with the theme that students overwork themselves and focus on everything else other than themselves. They're focusing on making all these new clubs, being all these officers of new clubs, fighting for all these causes, but they're not fighting for themselves and their well-being. So it was kind of a given. It's like, I think every school should have a mental health club, and it was kind of like shocking that the community of Redwood didn't have that. And I'm really glad that we could have been like the pioneers of that and start something, and I hope it can be a legacy like moving forward.
Yeah.
How frequent does your club meet, and what exactly do you guys do at the meetings?
We've had around 5 meetings, and we started our club in November, so, I mean, you can get an estimate from that.
Yeah.
And we mostly talk about, like, our last meeting, we talked about self-love, like, for Valentine's Day, and we wrote each other, like, we wrote ourselves cards, like, just trying to appreciate ourselves more, because I know often we forget to do that.
Yeah, especially in this society and like this time, like with social media and like the, like, I feel like there's a lot of comparison out in the world right now. And so we really just wanted to make the students feel like, remember that it's good to appreciate yourself. It's necessary to show yourself love. And like, that's what's going to keep you like going good and like just being okay.
Yeah. And like, mental health is like a huge topic. There's so many like different complexities and like subtopics like within it, and so that's like what we discuss in our meetings, like all the different subtopics and different aspects like within mental health. And it's like, we want involvement, so we will like advertise them like crazy, and we'll just try to get as many people to come, and we'll like talk about what the topics are going to be about in our meeting. And we just want to like open, like make the conversation as open as possible. So that's what our meetings focus on.
Yeah, because in our introduction meeting, we asked everybody, what is something you guys want to learn about in like the mental health community? Like, what is something you guys want to know more about? Like, what do you guys struggle with? Like, what do you think Redwood struggles with? Like, so we want to also like focus on our members and help them just learn more about things they may not have known about.
That, and giving a positive impact, because we also asked on our first meeting, like, what is something in the world that you see as a problem that isn't really acknowledged? And so like, focusing on things we see around us and just trying to help the problems and not just letting them be problems, but like
doing something about it.
Yeah, doing something about the problems we see and finding solutions.
And like being united towards finding a problem. It's like all about unity, like the students of Redwood uniting for like a common cause that helps all of us with like our individual greater good.
Hey, sorry for the technical difficulties, but we are back. And I wanna know, what plans do you guys have for your club members in the future?
One plan we have is a yoga in the quad, and a donut party that we won from doing the trash can contest. We don't know exactly which like topic we're gonna be talking about for the donut party, or like if it's just gonna be come get your donuts and enjoy it and then that's it. And for the yoga thing, it's gonna be kind of like a stress reliever and like calming your anxiety and just focusing on like, I don't know,
yeah,
like the topic of yoga.
But
and then
We're also hoping to do like a nobody eats alone thing. We're
like
supposed
a picnic.
A picnic in the quad, and like we have lunch with everybody. Like, hopefully everyone will come join us, like underclassmen, like anybody, honestly. And just so everyone feels like they're welcome, and they don't, like, some kids do eat alone and it's sad, so we want to like, that was so we want them to come eat with us.
We just feel no one should be alone.
Yeah.
Like, friends are good
so
for
bad.
Your mental health.
It didn't sound
like
bad. We feel like everyone should be noticed, and like, and in more of a general sense, like the plans for like Club 55's future is just to like generally like put in those new traditions. Like I said earlier, I hope that this can like be a legacy even like when we graduate. Like, I hope new people come to take over, and the no one eats alone or yoga. I just hope that all becomes a thing, because I feel like Redwood needs that, and I think every school needs that. Every community just needs more things to ground us and help distract from like all the hardships that come with being a student. And I think that's really important. So that's kind of also like just a main goal that we have for the future of Club 55.
Yeah. This is like in relation to our club, but it's something we're doing outside of school, but it's like series of meetings for high schoolers and middle schoolers by the YMCA, the old YMCA building. And we're just going to be talking about like illnesses of mental health and like things that we find are common in students. And we have our first introductory meeting March 20th, Sunday at 5. And that is something we really hope we can get a lot of people there, because it's going to be like really helpful for those that are struggling and like a good source of information.
Yeah, so it's not just for Redwood. It's for everyone. So that's great, because I know not a lot of other schools have mental health clubs, so hopefully we can help with that.
Yeah. Kind of backtracking a little bit, at your guys' meetings, do you have guest speakers, or are you guys researching on your own and presenting yourselves about certain topics?
We have a few guest speakers that we want to come talk, but it's kind of hard to start planning because we also have a lot of other ideas that we planned before this, so we're just kind of starting to do one at a time.
It's like, what's the word, like a work in motion?
Mm-hmm. Is that work in progress? Because it definitely is a topic.
Yeah, because I even had guest speakers for like my website, and it was so hard to like get like a response or like get some involvement. I had to reach out to like 15 or 20 before I like finally got a response. And so it's like, it's the effort is there, but it's like kind of like a circumstance we can't really control. But yeah.
It's something that takes a lot of work and like effort to get an event going. So we're just really trying to,
but it is a lot of our insight, like back to your question. Yeah, it's like a lot of what we think and like our insight on like different situations and like circumstances about like mental health. So yeah.
How do you guys believe that your club members can carry out the message beyond just inside the club?
Just by being kind to themselves and to others, because how is anybody supposed to have a good, like, be in a good space of, like, mental wellness if there's no kindness and there's no love being spread? That's, like, the main thing. That's the main idea. And I think that should be, like, an underlying idea in every club. Like, it doesn't just have to be about mental health. It's, like, that's what we're trying to spread. And even people who aren't part of our club, like, hopefully we get some new members. And even if, like, if someone is not part of our club, we still hope to spread the message that kindness and love is needed and positivity is needed. That's how I think the best way that our message can be spread.
Yeah, we also spread it, I feel, through our Instagram posts, which I feel like get a lot of, what's the word, like
a lot publicity
of, yeah, a lot like of audience, like yeah, a lot of audience. Like we do post a little bit on our Instagram, like underscore club 55 like just things like what have we talked about.
We recently talked about depression and like how you can kind of get through it, because it's something that most people either are confident about and they're like, yep, I have depression, I'm like trying to get through it, and there's some people that like will not bring it up
because
and, like they feel like
the stigma.
I can't show that I'm sad, I need to be happy. And I feel like that just makes it a lot harder to get through your depression or like any illness that you're facing, just like trying to hide it and keep it all in. Like if you need help, get help. Help is okay. Like there's no shame in like getting help. And we just kind of talked about the steps towards like healing and like acknowledging it and trying to like get through it. Like we're obviously not professionals, but their experience and research.
I think it's like easier to relate since we're so young too, with our high school students. Like I think it's just a lot easier than like an adult speaking to them, and they may not understand totally where they're coming from. So I feel like it's really helpful that we're doing this and talking to them.
Yeah, I feel there is that thought like, oh, you're an adult, you don't understand, or like you don't know what I'm going through.
Because you don't relate as much.
Yeah. I was like, sorry. But I feel like it's that empathy that really helps you understand other people. And that like is something we really focus on. And like through what your question was, I feel like through self-awareness and empathy is like ways our club can spread outside of school.
Yeah, definitely. And like adding on to what Kylie said too, like actually what both Kylie and Ciela said, how like there's a negative stigma around mental health, and there's, it's kind of looked at as taboo talking about it sometimes. And so I think it's like the reason why Club 55 is so important is because it's within school, and the officers and the leaders are high school students. And it's, I think, at least for me, I think it would feel a lot easier and a lot more comfortable to start the conversation and not deny, say like what Ciela was saying, if you have depression, and it's like really easy to deny it because it's kind of looked at as wrong. But going, I think it's easier to start off by going to our club meetings and seeing that there are people there for you and they're high school students like you. It's just a lot, I think it, for a lot of people, it could feel a lot safer than going to a counselor or going to a parent, like jumping right to going to that. So that's why I think Club 55, like the importance, it's really in that me, Kylie, and Ciela understand, and we're young, and we like we're there for the youth.
And yeah, that we don't want anyone to feel alone.
Yeah, not just us, but our members. Like, if you don't want to come talk to us, there's people there who are going to be like empathetic towards you and wanting to like help you and like be there for you.
Kind of like a big support group.
Yes.
From my understanding, you guys started this club this semester. Mm-hmm. How come not the beginning of the year?
Yeah, like in November.
Yeah,
like it was. October is when we got like all of our papers started, and like beginning of November is when we had our first meeting.
Yeah. Okay.
That's crazy. I know. Started second semester too.
Yeah, I thought because I think maybe it was an Instagram post that I saw that was like, I don't know. For whatever reason, I thought it was second semester. So I guess which club member, or would you believe, kind of has stood out? Maybe someone who's kind of come to light about what they may have been struggling with. I understand if you guys don't want to like say their name, but I guess in general
we have a few. I don't know if I want to say their names.
I guess how have you seen this club help people?
Or like who have you seen spread kindness?
There's one girl.
Yeah, I feel, I don't know if I should say her name, but she's just always, I just feel like they seem super, like, focused and, like, taking in what we're talking about. Like, during finals week, we talked about don't overwork yourself, make sure you're staying, like, eating, and, like, make sure you're, eating and just like taking care of yourself and not overworking yourself and like bringing yourself down if you don't get this perfect grade. Like this was during finals week, and I felt like our members were really taking that in and like benefiting from the information we had to share, and just like remembering that like, oh yeah, my grades don't determine who I am. And yeah.
And like there are like just like specifically talking about involvement, we love new members, we love having new people like come to our meetings, but there are like those few who come to every meeting, and it just really shows like the dedication and like the respect they have for what we're fighting for.
Yeah, like they also share the same passion for like the topic we are also passionate about.
Yes. All right, well thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Do you guys have a message for the audience?
Spread positivity.
Come to our meetings.
Yeah.
Join Club 55.
And spread positivity and be the change.
You are not alone.
You.
Yeah.
You are amazing.
And
that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.